with you wherever you are across this great nation. Perhaps you were one of the millions watching the Olympics. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty time when we say adios to Vancouver in those closing ceremonies. So far, the USA, 26 medals. Woohoo! That doesn't include what the men's hockey team is going to do. We'll have to wait and see. Fingers crossed. Can you imagine? Gold would be nice, wouldn't it? But I'm jumping ahead of myself. We'll jump to the Olympics coming up at the tail end of this hour, but let's get into the thick of it. On the Hill, another grilling. This time it was Toyota. This is a layup. I mean, if I'm a senator and I've got Toyota in my midst and I can get a reprieve from healthcare reform, how easy is it for me to take a bite out of the president of Toyota for what's happened with the acceleration problems with these Toyotas worldwide and, more importantly, here in the United States? And that's exactly how it played out. A lot of offense and a lot of defense. Here, in fact, is a little bit of the statement from the president of Toyota.
In recent months, we've not lived up to our high standards. Our customers and the public have come to expect from Toyota. Put simply, it's taken us too long to come to grips with a rare but serious set of safety issues, despite all of our good faith efforts. Nothing is more important to Toyota than the safety and the reliability of the vehicles that our customers drive. We're committed to not only fixing the vehicles on the road and ensuring that they're safe, but making all of our new vehicles better, even more reliable, through strict quality controls, enhanced communication, and redoubling our focus on putting the customer first.
They've demonstrated an uncaring attitude and disregard for life. The results have been tragic. And today, I must say, shame on you, Toyota, for being so greedy. And shame on you, NHTSA, for not doing your job.
Listening to Mrs. Smith, I'm embarrassed for what happened. And we are going to go down and talk to them and get that car so that they feel satisfied. I want her and her husband to feel safe about driving our products. I was embarrassed to hear the story.
All right, that was the Toyota executive, Jim Lentz is his name, and he was talking to the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And Mrs. Smith, who he's referring to, was one of the victims where her car was Rhonda Smith, her name is. She was driving a Lexus and lives in Tennessee, and she testified before Congress about, and we're going to let you hear that too here in a second, about an incident where her car just took off 100 miles an hour. This happened about 4 years ago. See, this is the thing about the Toyota deal. With Toyota, they had the phone lines jammed, people calling up complaining that they were having these problems, and they didn't get to them. Whether they were ignoring the calls or not getting back to them soon enough, as a result of specifically of 2,500 calls, we'll say, they ended up, of the 2,500 calls, 700 ended up in accidents. That's not good. So I think we have it. We'll let you hear what specifically she said, how she described what it was like and how horrifying when all of a sudden the car just took off.
I was driving from my home in Sevierville down Highway 66 to the interstate, Interstate 40. And upon entering the interstate, I accelerated with everyone else into the flow of traffic. And at this point, I merged over into the second lane, not going into passing gear. At this time, I lost all control of the acceleration of the vehicle. The car goes into passing gear and the cruise light comes on. At this time, I'm thinking that maybe the cruise is what caused the car to keep accelerating as my foot's not on the gas pedal. I take off the cruise control, but the car continues to accelerate. To make a long story short, I put the car into all available gears, including neutral, but then I put it in reverse, and it remains in reverse as the car speeds to over 100 miles per hour down the interstate. I place both feet on the brake after I firmly engage the emergency brake, and nothing slows the car. I figured the car was going to go its maximum speed, and I was going to have to put the car into the upcoming guardrail in order to prevent killing anyone else. And I prayed for God to help me. I called my husband on the Bluetooth phone system. I knew sorry. I knew he could not help me, but I wanted to hear his voice one more time. After 6 miles, God intervened. As the car came very slowly to a stop, I pulled it to the left median. With the car stopped and both feet still on the brake, the motor still revved up and down. At 35 miles an hour, it would not shut off. Finally, at 33 miles per hour, I was able to turn the engine off. Thank you. After my husband arrived, he found nothing unusual about the accelerator or the floor mats.
All right, so you can tell she was obviously shook up by that. How about Transportation Secretary Ray Hood? He went off on Toyota. Here's a little bit of that.
The Toyota recall situation is very serious, and we're treating it seriously. The three recalls involving Toyota are among the largest in automobile history, affecting more than 6 million people in this country. And I'd like to say a word directly to consumers. If you notice that your gas pedal or your brake is not responding as it normally would, contact your Toyota dealer right away. The recent recalls involve three issues. First, accelerator pedal entrapment by floor mats, which can lead to uncontrolled acceleration at very high speeds. It's important to take your floor mats out of the driver's side of your vehicle until your car has been repaired for this problem by a Toyota dealer. Second, accelerator pedals sticking or returning slowly after being depressed. If the pedal is harder to depress or slower to return after releasing it, this could be the precursor to what is known as a sticky pedal. If your metal has these symptoms, contact your Toyota dealer immediately. If your gas pedal becomes stuck for any reason, steadily apply the brake, put the car in neutral, bring it to a stop in a safe place, and call your dealer. Finally, with the Toyota Prius for model year 2010 and the Lexus HS250, if you experience a change in your car's braking performance, contact your Toyota dealer.
All right, so that's pretty obvious. Based on, you can even hear the testimony of Rhonda Smith. You listen to her, and, man, would you hightail it to your Toyota dealer in a second if you started having that problem? Of course you would is the answer to that. I mean, that's got to be pretty scary, let's face it. You're cruising down the road and going, however, she said it ended up that she felt like she was going 100 miles an hour. Yeah, that'd be pretty frightening. Well, what happens with Toyota now? Obviously, I say you punt it, and when I say you punt it from now forward, you can't have those calls hanging out there of people saying, listen, this accelerated and not getting back to them, and that's exactly what happened there, and gave them the biggest black eye you can imagine, and one that cost them a pretty penny, too. However, I don't want to see a lot of our friends in the U.S. lose their jobs, all those parts people, so Toyota, get your act together. It's ridiculous. It's like putting Legos together. Just put a little makeshift motor on it. Come on. All right, you can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Would you still buy a Toyota? We'll talk about that and other things next.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 23rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,113. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,143.42, $571.71 for a half ounce, or $285.86 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,143.42, $571.71, and $285.86.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2233. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Times authority wins. That is right, isn't it? Digging up one of those Cougar songs. Is it Cougar or Mellencamp now? It's Mellencamp, right? Maddie's Mellencamp now, John Mellencamp.
Yeah, I think it's just, he's aged, he's matured. He dropped the Cougar.
I know, it's so crazy. One day, it's like Puff Daddy, Big Daddy, just every single time, P. Diddy, you don't know what he's going to call himself. So if he reinvents himself, he does have the option to pull out the old name again, I guess. That's not bad to have that spare name. 800-259-5791, Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate. You can do away with the Cougar Mellencamp for me. I never liked him, so.
You didn't like, come on, you didn't like Pink Houses, though?
Just it was too, I never got into him. I mean, I'm not gonna rip on, you know, people like him, you know, that's fine, you know, I mean, it just wasn't my cup of tea or whatever, but, put some funk music back on there, Kate, doggone it. I'm a funkadelic. You didn't know that, did you?
I what? Say that again?
I'm a funkadelic.
A funkadelic? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. I was Mr. Funky back in the day, I'm telling you. I mean, we're talking the groups with, you know, Brick and Slave and, you know, and then the old funk master himself, Rick James, and, you know, oh, yeah, I had all that stuff. So.
Rick James, what was Rick James' big song? What was his song? I used to hear that all the time. Still hear it on the radio.
Oh,
what's his?
Super Freak?
Yeah, Super Freak.
Yeah, that was kind of, he kind of went a little pop 40 with that stuff, but boy, you get back in the old stuff of his, and you know, here's one that's really bizarre for you. I didn't even know this. You know, I'm a big fan of Neil Young. You know,
uh-huh.
Hey, Canadians, go. You got one good guy from the north. There's a lot of good stuff in Canada. I'm just kidding. Did you know that him and Stephen Stills and not Stephen Stills, he was in a group later with Stephen Stills before he was with Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Right.
But he was in a band in the late 60s, early 70s with Rick James as the lead singer. Kind of weird, huh? So.
No kidding. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, they were based out of, I think, in Toronto there. So, put some, I know you had some Parliament on there a little while back, you know, and, you know, so, but, yeah, I was, I grew up, like I said, Kate, I grew up in the Army and had plenty of friends that were African American and Latino and, you know, we just got into all different types of music. So, but in any case, so, was that correct when I read that yesterday, the Germans that ran on us on medals? I was like 24-21.
Say that again, because you're beaming, you're echoing when you're talking too close to your phone or something.
Sorry.
21 to what?
24 to 21. Was that the medal count before yesterday or before today? I think it was.
It's 26. The Americans have 26.
Okay, and the Germans still have 21?
I believe they do have 21, yes.
They must have closed it up on the weekend, because I know we were way ahead, and, of course, they won all those bobsledding awards, you know, so. But it doesn't look like they're going to you know what? Sam might get the last laugh on us, Kate, by the way.
I got to correct that. The United States is 26, like I said. Germany has 23, and Norway has 17.
Oh, man, the Germans are right on us.
They are. And like you said, it's a bobsledding and a couple of other events, too, that have put them in that position.
Yeah, that's good. So, I think Sam might have the last laugh on us there, Kate. The Canadians just blew the Germans out tonight in hockey. And, you know, they just might just storm right. They might finally just have gotten mad and said, all right, we're going to, you know, put it together. And losing to the Americans might be what they needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw just a few highlights of that. And, yeah, I mean, they have to win every game, but who says they can't do that? You're right. Who says they can't? Yeah. They're certainly capable of that. Yeah.
Yeah, so Sam might get the last laugh on us. You know, I guess our girls are going to play their girls, Canadian girls, on Thursday in the gold medal. So,
yeah.
You know, wouldn't that be bizarre if us in Canada got to go at it and vote for both men and women?
I'd love it. Well, I wouldn't love it for the men. No. I wouldn't love it for the men. Ultimately, in the gold medal scenario, of course, we want the U.S. to win that. But yes, the men and the Canadian men and the Russians. I think that's where the Canadians fall down, though. I really truly believe if you look at those lines, I don't see Russia not beating Canada. Do you?
Ovechkin's pretty tough to stop, but we'll see. You know, I think that's why they got to play the games, right?
Hey, yeah, no kidding.
By the way, I've got this idea, you know, I was looking at this stuff and, you know, I think they ought to give medals as to how many people participate in each of the sports, you know? In other words, like, if it's a two-man bobsled, that should be two gold medals. It counts as one and each guy gets his gold medal, you know, but they only count it as one medal each event. It's like hockey, there's six guys, right? Is it six or seven out there on
So you think they should count it? No way. It's a team sport.
Yeah,
you got to count it as one medal. Come on.
They got to play so many games.
Come
you know.
On.
I was looking at that American, what's his name, Lipsky or whatever his name was.
Yes.
Or the medal.
Lysak, yeah.
Lysak, yeah, and his little tight outfit, you know, and I'm just sitting there looking at this guy, and then he's standing there with that medal, and I'm like, you know, I'm glad he won and everything, but I'm like, you know, I'm not taking away with how hard their sport is or any of the other events. I mean, they're all hard. I mean, you know, it takes a specialty to do it. But, you know, like a two-man bobsledding versus one-man bobsledding or four-man bobsledding, I mean, it should be like, you know, if you win the four-man bobsledding, you get four gold medals. I mean,
You are brutal. We have a whole corral of people. On that note, I'm going to let you fly, Don. And I hope, I really honestly hope prediction-wise that the U.S. does end up with the medal. I mean, come on. Let's go to, and I'm talking about hockey, men's hockey. Let's go out to Tomas in Michigan. As usual, we're talking about a lot of different things, including Toyota. Hey, Tomas.
Yeah, Toyota. You like to say that thing, follow the money.
Yeah.
Well, let's follow the money because, you know, if a car manufacturer says that they have a problem with their floor mats, people go, okay, you know, no biggie. If they say they have a problem with their central computer in their car, that is going to cause people to say, maybe I should get another type of car. And I learned this today, that engineers in their infinite wisdom to protect, you know, cars from stupid drivers have put a fail-safe thing in the transmission so that if you're going too fast and you put your transmission into reverse, it will not go into reverse because, of course, that would destroy the transmission. And you can just imagine the cost to the dealership with all these, you know, people accidentally doing that. So to save transmissions, we may be killing people, you see. And I'm wondering
right.
if those other fail-safe engineering designs in these transmissions now that they're so doggone complicated and computerized.
Sure.
Won't, to protect the transmission, they don't allow the driver to engage, you know, a neutral or park or something like that. And in fact, what they're doing is they're making the driver unable to stop that car.
You know what? I have a great solution to that. Drive a stick. I drive a stick. I swear by it. I taught myself how to do it. I liked it so much and decided I didn't want to deal with all the nonsense with the computers. I mean, not that my car isn't computerized, but I like the stick idea better. I feel safer in a stick.
I'm going to be listening to some mechanics tomorrow talk about this, and I'm going to ask my mechanic because, you know, you're right there. When you have the good old stick, there's a mechanical linkage between your hand transmission.
Yeah.
But when you're pushing all these little buttons and some of these things, these cars, this kid told me that he had a Lexus and he didn't have to put a key in the car. That's the little secret code on his door, you know, it opened up and then if he had his card or his key in his pocket, it sensed it and then all he had to do was push a button. And, you know, if that interface between the driver and the computer is not working or something like that,
Yeah, they're stuck. Yeah, ask your mechanic about it. In fact, I'm going to talk to mine this week, too. But the stick would definitely be a safer option. It doesn't solve the problem, though. Thanks, Tomas. You know, did Toyota intentionally resist the possibility that the electronic problems caused those acceleration effects and then they misled the public? That's what I think. Stay with us.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes.
Just shake it and take it.
Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Shisandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
All right, we have a full boat. A lot of people trying to call the show tonight, and everything's fair game. We talked about a couple of different things, the 911 calls and whether or not they should be public. Some states already don't allow them to be public information, but there is an argument now in a bunch of other places like Alabama to close the door on listening to the 911, you know, making the tapes available. And speaking of 911 calls, from 911 to 911 trials, we talked about this the other day, the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four other bumblers, and whether or not they're actually going to be tried in New York City. Because of what happened the other day with Ozzy, the push is on from Eric Holder, the Attorney General, to keep the game in New York City, which I think is such a brutal mistake. Let's face it, these guys flat out should be tried as war criminals. They're war criminals. That's what it is. Period. End of story. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I think Eric Holder should be tried as a war criminal.
Hi, dude. He should be getting the pink slip. He's like the biggest mistake, blunder of all the hires of Barack Obama.
From the Mark Rich pardon.
Yes.
LLM terrorist to everything else this guy's done to his underling time in Waco, Texas. He's a political appointee who's politicized the Justice Department, which they said they wouldn't do when Bush left. It's just, it's not what my phone call's about. This guy is disgusting. He really is. But really quick, a little bit of personal story. By the way, how are you? I didn't call you for a while. I wanted to.
I'm good. We were worried about you. How are you doing? You're good.
I'm good. It's raining here in New York. No snow. We'll probably get a hammer end of the week, but I'm good. I walked into a Chevy dealership when I bought my foreign-made pickup truck a few years back. It's not a Toyota, so you can figure out which one it is. And the Chevy dealer basically wanted to sell me the high-end stuff. And I'm a cheapskate. I'm a Scotsman. I can get blood out of a quarter if I squeeze. My pickup truck has a stick shift, does not have power windows, nor cruise control. So if your vehicle starts to speed up, America, just flip it into neutral. Let the engine race and try to get off the road. I know every situation is different. I've worked on old Chevrolets. I had an old Chevy Nova. I still have an old 66 Chevy. I've been around cars and trucks all my life. It's, you know, sometimes if you just, you know, learn your vehicle, you can escape. Not to say Toyota isn't guilty of any problems, but as far as someone was on the Connecticut public television mentioning how many voluntary and involuntary recalls that Ford, Chevy, and Chrysler have had in comparison to Toyota. I'm not minimizing what they've done, and apparently they look to save about $100 million against recalls. But what I will say is this. I went into the Toyota shop years ago, and they basically said, if you don't buy this truck, somebody else will. So they wouldn't deal with me. So the Nissan dealer was so cool. He said, look, this is what the truck is. It's a base model. You want it? You know, we can work with you on a price. And they were really cool. I mean, I had an issue with the dealer about some service at one time, but I'm sure other people have. But the truck worked. Well, like I said, I'm a cheapskate. And just all you only people that sell cars and trucks out there, if a guy like me walks in, now maybe I don't want to buy the highest end thing, but I'll buy something, but if you got to work with me, you know. And then if you're of the opinion that, well, you know, something will sell itself, well, I'm going to walk out the door. And that's what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm thinking about buying a Ford, an F-150. I really like one, but I'm going to hold back until maybe the end of the year because my truck is still fine. The reason I'm going to hold back, not to filibuster here, is have you seen that 700 banks are on the list?
Yes.
FDIC.
Are you ridiculous at risk for blowing up? Yes.
Yeah, America, we've talked about this ad infinitum over and over again. The FDIC is broke.
Yeah.
This group has come out, and I heard this on the Alex Jones show, and I mentioned him because I think he's great because he's exposing what's going on with the New World Order and the banks. And I haven't mentioned Austin, Texas, but Timothy Geithner, he belongs in jail for not paying his taxes. But let me not go there. The FDIC is broke. Citibank is going to hold back their money. They're worried about a run on the banks. I'm not trying to be gloom and doom, but I know it's good for radio and people like listening. But I'm telling you, we are in far greater straits, and I see so many parallels to what happened before the Great Depression and before the First World War. It's almost like I feel like something is ready to snap. I don't know if you felt it or if your audience does, but with this, let me make it quick and get off the air. But with the banking crisis,
mm-hmm.
The FDIC is in the red. Folks, if you have $10,000 in a bank, the most you're going to get out of them is about $1,000. If there's a run, they're going to shut the banks. But this is there's no money there. It's just the whole system is you look at what's happening. Oh, I know what I want to tell you. Just give me 30 more seconds. But Goldman Sachs, they bet against the housing. They shorted the housing stocks when they were telling everybody that, you know, we'll back, they were pro housing to make money, but negative behind the scenes. They were shorting housing. They also did this in Greece and apparently in Europe. They hid their debt. And at the same time, they pump the sovereign, you know, the country's ability to pay back the debt.
So right.
Goldman Sachs has got their freaking hands, housing, the banks, and the foreign countries. It's the same thing like they did before the Great Depression. But these same people, Paulson, Geithner, they're behind all of this. And the middle class America, this is what I'm trying to get to. We're going to end up paying for it. Me and you, Kate, we're going to end up paying for it for their duplicity. And that's why they're arming themselves. And they're getting gun permits in New York because they know the people are not going to. And I'm not calling for anything, but what Mr. Stack did, if he really flew that plane in, it was terrible. An innocent man died.
Mm-hmm.
But the government knows, and I'm talking on the cell phone, this country is pissed off. And I'll
leave absolutely.
Come here, baby.
Absolutely, you're right. To sum that up, I would agree with you on that point. And the 700 banks, they're at risk for going bust, so that's not good. I personally don't think, if you want to make the $10,000 analogy, that you're going to lose it all. I don't think that's happening right now, but I think that there's a problem that they feel as though there may be a run on the banks, which is why you're also seeing the call for possibly moving from the big banks to the smaller banks. Let's go out to, I think we're going to head to Kentucky and Stu in Kentucky. Familiar with it. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Did you like that prop we gave you? That's the Wildcats.
I did. Go, Cats, go.
That's it. Go Cats, go. Exactly.
Hey, I was going to say the same thing Mark did. They, all of them automatic stick, don't matter. You can slap it neutral, let the motor go, and you can get off the road safely. You can throw them all in neutral. You just can't hit reverse, but you can throw them all in neutral.
Right. That's so good advice. That's good advice for, you know, this too. A lot of women driving around don't know a lot about the cars and get panicked and don't know what to do and try to do reverse or move things around or whatever. So that's great advice. Just remember neutral, neutral, neutral.
And also to Mark, man, he buys an F-150. He'll be pleased to death. Powerhouse, pulls great, great four wheel drive. God, they're great trucks. God, they're good. But anyway, I'm a Ford person, so I can say all that. Get by with it. I don't believe in giving my money too much money to government, and they didn't take a bailout, so I really promote them now.
That's right.
I want to talk about this jobs bill. $15 billion, and they still haven't even spent the other two-thirds of our stimulus package yet.
Well, you know, the stimulus was front-loaded and was supposed to be parsed out, so it gets, I think it gets closer to the election because the big chunk of it would be used in 2011, and then that's when you're going for re-election in 2012. So,
well, what's the $15 billion used for?
I agree. I mean,
well, I mean what are we doing with it? I mean,
right.
if we haven't spent the stimulus, we're going to wait till 2011. Well, why not take part of that 2011 money and use it in 2010, and to hell with the $15 billion, keep it and give it back to China?
That would be a smart play. Why can't we use, because we can't, because it's been earmarked for those years, why can't you reverse the stimulus and pay that up front, which is what should have happened? That's the problem. That's why when you know, the president says, well, why are people saying the stimulus isn't working, and those governors, shame on them as they're at the ribbon-cutting ceremonies. But that's not true, because there a lot of them was, a lot of the things that the jobs were temporary jobs, some of them are still happening in some of these states. But again, Sue, like I said, they're so front-loaded, it's ridiculous. They should have just been able to push that money out right in the first year, and that would have made a big difference. And you're right. Then you wouldn't even have to go to that $15
bill. I forget what it was. They I seen 1,550 mass layoffs in the month of January.
Yeah.
50 jobs plus each employer to make that, you know, to make it in that mass layoff number. And so, I mean, we're not doing any better, but at the same time, we don't have $15 billion, and it really kind of ticked me off, which I don't vote for Massachusetts, but it kind of ticked me off. Scott Brown. Yeah, Scott, you know, Martha Coakley, Scott Coakley, Martha Coakley. It aggravated me that he signed on to it, because I don't think that we needed it, and I'm no politician.
Yeah, but see, I think it's good. I'm going against you on this one. I would agree. If they had put the stimulus out the way they should have, we wouldn't have needed it. But if you look at the one thing in the jobs bill is the fact that it does do a lot for small businesses that are stuck, as you know that. They're stuck. They can't hire people. They can't figure out ways. They're not getting the tax breaks they should get. So they're being offered incentives that might help with that unemployment number, but it shouldn't have come down to the jobs bill. You're right there. But because it's come to that, you've got to figure out some way to change the system to get those breaks to the small businesses. That's why Scott Brown voted for it. He'll mostly go down conservative GOP lines. The only reason he jumped over was because of the small business breaks.
But government don't make jobs. You can't show me any government jobs
right,
that have really made
private
jobs.
Sector. Right.
Stay consistent. The private sector always mm-hmm. makes jobs.
Right,
and
right.
It's, you know, and the private sector saves us money over the government.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And that's one of the things, thanks, Stu, that's one of the things that is talked about with those tax breaks that's part of that jobs bill is the massive tax breaks to the private sector that should help ease some of the burdens. Stay with us.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption,
state terrorism and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Ooh, I got a bitter pill that I'm going to hand out to all of you in a couple of minutes. But first, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, let's fly across the border once again to Al in O Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. You know, it was either Gerald Ford or Henry Ford who invented the horseless carriage and the internal combustion engine in 1892, right?
Right.
Okay, that's 120 years ago. You'd think we could have it figured out how to build a bloody car in 120 years that doesn't kill people.
No kidding.
Don't you think?
Yes, although realistically, you can't control elements on the street, but the car themselves, I agree. And
yeah.
Here's the thing, Al. Think about this. Since cars have gone computerized, a lot of what's happened, some of it's been good, but some of it has been negative. It's been more expensive when you've gone to get it fixed. It's different for the mechanics than the guy down the street who worked
right
on certain aspects of your car. So yeah, that the way they, and they made them cheaper. That's what it is. They want to get more money.
Like when you buy a brand new car today, it is more complicated than the lunar module that Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin used to fly from the command ship to the moon, right? It's more complicated than Neil Armstrong's lunar module, the car you're driving today, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's part of the problem. It's too damn complicated. But what I call about, Kate, don't you think that us North Americans and Canadians are just as well, Americans and Canadians, don't you think we have too many bloody elections? Like, for example, the mayor of Dallas and the city council of Dallas, do they serve 4-year terms or 2-year terms?
They serve 4-year terms.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll tell you how crazy it is up here in Canada. We've finally smartened up here now. Our mayor and city council up here in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, they used to serve 3-year terms. And an election costs us, it's only a city of 250,000 people, so an election costs us about $400,000 to hold a bloody election. And over a 9-year period, by having them serve 4-year terms, we save close to $500,000 every 9 years. But how much would you estimate, Kate, that it costs to hold the midterm elections? Like every 2 years, you elect the entire House, right? And
millions and millions more.
Why on earth? Why don't you allow your senators to serve 8 years instead of 6? And allow your Congress, if somebody sits in the House of Representatives, are they called a congressman or a representative?
A congressman or a representative.
Okay, yeah. Why don't you allow your representatives to serve 4-year terms instead of 2-year terms? And then you, I don't know what it would cost. You'd probably save billions of dollars by holding an election every 4 years instead of every 2. Because it's so crazy up here in Canada that we've had elections for prime minister, 4 elections in 4 years. Oh,
yeah.
We had 3 elections because we used the stupid British system where theoretically we could hold a general election for prime minister every 6 months. That's how stupid it is.
Yeah, I agree. We've heard that from Sam in Montreal, who's
In the state of Texas. Does Texas have a Senate and an Assembly?
Yes, yes.
So do the state senators? Do they serve 6-year terms or?
No, shorter, and they do that election thing too, where they're spending money and raising money.
And do the people in the Assembly, in the state Assembly, do they serve 2-year terms then?
No.
They serve 4-year terms.
Yes, it's longer.
So it's a little different. The state senate and the state assembly aren't the same as the federal state federal house and senate.
No.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just think we have too many bloody elections. Why don't we let the politicians run the damn country instead of campaigning all the time?
But here's the opposite side of that. What some people will say is no, because it's better to make them run so that you can, if they're bad, you can get them out of there and you have fresh blood and they're not beholden to interests.
If you don't like them, just tar and feather them and run them out on a rail.
That's a good suggestion, Al. Thank you. I don't know. Election terms and term limits is always a big deal, obviously, in discussions, whether it's locally or on the national side. The problem is what I just said. You'll have a lot of people that will say, well, you don't want to have somebody's term be drawn out too long, because then if they're ineffective, you don't want somebody else in that position and you get fresher ideas. But then at the same time, there's the argument, well, because of the logjam, you can't get as much done if you're not there for a while. If you're not there, then you can't, you're learning the ropes, you're a junior senator, whatever, and you need to have more time. I think term limits, frankly, Al, is good. And I do agree, though, that you certainly spend way too much money on these elections, but that's part of the problem, is the spending the money at elections, which is why the whole thing with the Supreme Court in this country, they're talking about the corporations can spend whatever they want on billboards to see whoever they want to win in whatever race, and that infuriated a lot of people and made a lot of other people happy. I think it's actually can be a pretty good thing. Pete is listening to us in Michigan. Pete, we haven't talked to you in so long. How are you, Pete?
Well, I'm still alive. Did I have to follow that guy from Canada?
From Canada, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man. Well, anyway, what I'm calling about, do you have are you on radio station in Pompano Beach, Florida?
I don't think so, no.
How would I get you down there? I plan on moving into a retirement center in Pompano. It's called Classic Residence of Hyatt.
You know,
the Hyatt,
yes.
Hotels are at 87, I think it's time to step down and do something different, get in a warm climate.
Good for you. Pompano Beach is a great area. Pete,
I used to live in Fort Lauderdale, but I don't care for it. But I'll be right on the beach so I can see the ocean. I love the ocean.
I do, too, and I like that area. I've been there, well, I've probably been there 3 or 4 times. I like it. Good for you, Pete. So you're gonna,
how about Fort Lauderdale? Are you on the radio station there?
No, but we're talking to people there, and I'll tell you what, I'll do you a special favor. I'll try to get on a station there so you can hear us. You can go, you can listen to us on the Internet, though, too, americatonight.net.
I don't
have
that.
It carries us.
I don't
okay.
have that.
Well, then I'll push to get some place in Pompano just for
okay.
Uncle Pete.
Well, good. When's your book coming out?
Oh, it's finished. It has to get published. You will get a free copy. I will send you a copy.
Okay.
You have to make sure you stay in touch with us and give us your address so we can let you know of all the changes.
I'll do that. I plan to move in around May, so I've got a little time yet here.
Okay. Well, make sure you call us back.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, Pete. All right, Pete, getting a little of that warm weather. 87. Give some applause for Pete. Just an all-around nice guy. He's called America Tonight, I think, ever since I was on America Tonight. He used to call me a lot. He listens all the time. Mm-hmm. Good for him. That's, you know, going to the warm climate, being able to look out at the ocean. Matt, that sounds good. I hope when I can retire, I can have enough money that I can have a space somewhere by the water that I can see the ocean, too. Would you like to retire by the water?
Why do you think I'm all happy that my sister moved to San Diego?
So, yeah, because, you know, your sister somehow, I have a feeling, your sister is going to have to take care of you, so maybe she'll have
eventually,
an extra room.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I hope she's working overtime, because she's going to have a roommate pretty soon that she's going to need to buy all the groceries for.
That's right. Perfect. Oh, sister in San Diego. Can you blame him for Minnesota, San Diego? Gee, where do you want to live? Minnesota's a great place with the lakes and the summertime and the spring and the people are wonderful. But, boy, that whole snow thing that you have to deal with and that long winter could make you...
It builds character.
It does, but it can make you yearn for warmer weather for sure.
Yeah, you just got to hunker down, throw some skates on once in a while, go sledding, pick up broom ball, do some kind of outdoor sport, and you're fine. Pretty soon the winter's over. The winter's almost over right now, and I barely blinked.
There you go. That's spoken like a true Minnesotan. Hardy. I think that's why the people are so nice there, honestly. But, okay, just repeat. We're going to try to find a station, a stick, somewhere near Pompano Beach. It's on our to-do list here on America Tonight. I said that I was going to tell you something that was going to make you feel like you were taking a bitter pill. Quickly, Wall Street bonuses surged to $20.3 billion. They announced it officially climbed 17% in 2009. The average bonus was $124,000, according to the comptroller in New York. Mm-mm-mm. Nice to have a job on Wall Street, I guess. Going to leave you with this thought. This is from Abigail Van Buren, who said, the less you talk, the more you're listened to. Food for thought.
Oh, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.